This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I have with me Jimmy Norman. He's the administrator for the Surgical Clinic PC in Opelika. Welcome, Jimmy. It's a pleasure seeing you today.
Thank you for having me, Susanna. I appreciate you allowing me to join you today. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Surgical Clinic. What do you guys do there?
So the Surgical Clinic is a general and vascular surgery group here located in the Auburn-Opelika area. We do the majority of our procedures at EAMC, the main hospital, but we also go to the two surgical centers, the one in Valley as well as the one in Auburn. We are a seven-man group again, like I said before, does general and vascular as well as some gastroenterology type procedures. We've been in existence since 1973.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we actually have, it was founded by a group of doctors, and then one of their sons is actually a partner in the group now, Dr. Alan Lazenby. But as I was mentioning before, there's seven doctors, and I'll kind of tell you a little bit about each of them, if that would be good. Dr. Locke, Stephen Locke, is a general and vascular surgeon. Dr. John Thomas is a general and vascular surgeon. Alan Lazenby, that I mentioned before, does general and vascular. And Clay Harper, Dr. Clay Harper, who's the president of our group, he is also a general and vascular surgeon. Then the other three doctors that I'll be mentioning do the general typical general surgery, but they also do some gastroenterology type procedures like endoscopies and colonoscopies and deal more with the colon and that type of stuff. That's Dr. Alan Foster, Dr. Wes Cutcliffe, and Dr. Morgan Hull.
Okay. So you've got a lot of doctors in your practice there. Tell me a little bit about the vascular surgery. What is it that people are usually suffering from that would mean they would need one of your doctors?
Yeah. So in the vascular world, a lot of it has to do with, it's not going to be heart related, but it's anything else extremity wise that has vascular, could be in the carotid, could be simple varicose veins. It could be, we do a lot of port type procedures for patients that are on dialysis. So, you know, we're seeing in the vascular world, you're seeing some of the those in our community that are some of our sickest patients and trying to help them have a better quality of life. The general surgery is going to fall more into, you know, gallbladders, hernias. Again, anything that's not orthopedic or urology or something like that, it's just dealing with things that maybe have become diseased and need to be removed. We definitely also deal with breast patients and going through their ordeals and trying to identify that, have plans of correction, whether it might be a lumpectomy or even to the point of doing a mastectomy.
Okay. So then you also mentioned the other doctors do a little something different, Dr. Foster, Dr. Cutcliffe, and Dr. Hull with the endoscopy. What, and I may have said that wrong. I apologize if I did.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
What are the kind of conditions that require those specialties?
Sure. You know, colonoscopies, you know, are for, as we're all told, you know, once you hit age 50 for sure. Now it's even being backed up to maybe age 45 to be looked at, you know, to determine and do that on every 10-year cycle just to make sure you're not being diagnosed with some type of colon cancer, removing of polyps and that type of stuff. Endoscopy or looking at things, you know, going through your mouth and looking at various diseases that might be, you know, affiliated with from that angle. You know, back 30 years ago, actually suffered from a bleeding ulcer that they were had to identify and treat and take care of through an endoscopy type procedure. So that would be an example of why someone might get an endoscopy.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some, you know, as a doctor, you know, working in a practice, dealing with medical conditions, you know, there's a lot of education that you have to do. What are some misconceptions that you've come across over the years that people may think about the practice that no, isn't necessarily true?
Sure. I think one thing is, a lot of times people think, well, I have to have a referral to go see the practice. And sometimes that is preferred. I mean, sometimes it is better if your primary care identifies, and kind of tees it up for us as to what's going on. But, if you do notice, a bulge or something that might maybe makes you think, oh, I look like I have a hernia, you're not precluded to call and make an appointment to come in and see and have an evaluation. We'll ask for who your primary care doctor is and make sure we want to keep them in the loop and communicate back to them. But you don't necessarily have to have a referral to come in and see one of our physicians. If you call and try to schedule an appointment and we feel like you'd be best served if you went through your primary care to get to us, one of our receptionists or our people on the phone would nudge you in that direction. But there's definitely times that it would be more prudent just go ahead and pass first to come on to second base and see us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's good to know. No referral
Sure.
is needed. Excellent. So let's talk about you for a few minutes, Jimmy. You've been
Sure.
the administrator there for a while. I know you work hard, but what do you do for fun when you're not working at the surgical clinic?
So, throughout my life, whenever that question comes up, I was like, the one thing I've always enjoyed is working out. I like to go to the gym and three to 4 days a week and get that in. That kind of releases the stress and all that. When my sons were younger, I coached them in all sports, football, basketball, baseball. So that was always one of my favorite pastimes. Now that they're grown men and having children of their own, I'm looking forward to the day maybe I can, they'll allow me to at least sit in the dugout and help out with a team with one of my grandsons. I've got
Absolutely.
four of them now that are
Wow.
all two and under. So I've got a little ways to go before we cross that bridge. My wife and I enjoy, going to church, going to dinner. We're about to celebrate 35 years of marriage. So,
Oh, well,
well,
congratulations.
thank you. She never thought I'd last this long since I never dated a girl more than 3 months. But
Funny.
anyway, when I found the right one, it stuck. So,
That's right.
but
It does. You know
yeah,
immediately, don't you?
for sure, for sure. But anyway, yeah, that's what I kind of like to do outside the office.
Awesome. Well, to bring it back to surgical clinic, what are some good ways to get in touch with the practice there, if you do want to make an appointment?
Sure. Easy to find. Our main phone number is 334-745-6271. We also have our website, surgicalclinicpc.com. There's ways if you click on there to contact us. It can give you a phone number. It's a little bit different phone number than what I just gave you. Feel free to call that number. It's just tracking it through our website so we can get those numbers reported back to us. We also have the ability to, through some text box and contact through the website, to reach us as well if you want to go that way. And then once you're established as a patient, we have our patient portal that allows patients to communicate through the portal back and forth to us. So we definitely try to make ourselves available through all the different means to make sure we're addressing patients and getting things communicated to them and have that open line to deal with them.
Well, that sounds good, Jimmy. I have really enjoyed talking with you today and
Thank
learning more
you.
about the surgical clinic. Thank you for joining me.
Appreciate it. Thank you again, and appreciate it and letting me talk to you about what we're doing here. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.